This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India's LPG production has increased by 25% following several government measures aimed at boosting domestic supply for household consumers. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi last evening, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that on 8th of March, the government issued an order directing refineries and petrochemical complexes to maximize LPG production by diverting streams of propane, butane, propylene and butene to the LPG pool. She added that as a result of these measures, domestic LPG production has increased by about a quarter and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers.
All C3 and C4 hydrocarbon streams, which include propane, butane, propylene and butene, would add to LPG pool and the same would be supplied to three public sector oil marketing companies for domestic supply. In sabhi prayason ke wajah se hamara domestic LPG production has increased by 25%. And all these domestic LPG is being directed towards household consumers.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the Global Conference on Women in Agri-Food Systems 2026 in New Delhi today. The three-day conference with the theme Driving Progress, Attaining New Heights will be held at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research Convention Centre in the national capital. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will also be present on the occasion. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh represented India at the presidential inauguration ceremony, Valparaiso, Chile, yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh congratulated the people of Chile on the occasion and described it as an important democratic milestone for the country. He said that India is committed to strengthen partnership with Chile for shared prosperity and global cooperation. Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited (BPCL) has assured citizens that the government is making all possible efforts to ensure the smooth and free passage of LPG imports. In a social media post, BPCL said that due to the current geopolitical situation and blockade affecting LPG imports, available supplies are being carefully rationed to ensure wider distribution. It noted that domestic households have been given the highest priority in the allocation of LPG cylinders. West Asia tensions are escalating sharply. Iran has targeted commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf and attempted strikes on aviation infrastructure in the UAE. Abu Dhabi authorities said that a fire broke out near the old Abu Dhabi airport after air defense systems intercepted an incoming threat. National Conference President and former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah had a miraculous escape when a gunman opened fire on him after coming from behind while Abdullah was leaving for a marriage function in Jammu last night. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary and advisor to Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Nasir Aslamwani, were accompanying Abdullah when the incident occurred. As part of our series, People's Padma on Akashwani, in our upcoming episode, we speak to Shri Brijlal Bhatt, who has worked in Jammu and Kashmir. Shri Brijlal Bhatt would be honoured with Padma Shri in the field of social work. To listen to the podcast, tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold this evening at 5:10 p.m. You can also listen to it on the News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, announced the schedule for the first phase of the IPL 2026 to be played from 28th of March to 12th of April. As three states are scheduled to undergo state assembly elections during this period, the full schedule of the tournament will be announced once the poll dates are announced. In the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup Qualifiers 2026, the Indian team secured a dominant 4-1 victory against Wales in a Pool B clash in Hyderabad, Telangana last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.